everybody. Long time no speak. I hope you guys are doing well and that you've been traveling around, discovering new places and meeting new people. I've been quiet for a very long time, I know, and I'd like to apologize for that, but you guys, I just haven't had the inspiration nor the energy to record the podcast. But I hope whatever it is that I'm going through will be over soon. I luckily got really good advice recently from a friend about how I can still keep the podcast going even through everything. So I'm working on, you know, making sure that I implement that good advice. So hang in there, just a little bit of grace. I shall be back. So the main aim of this update really was just to let you know, my beloved listener, that I still very much value you and this little home that we have created here. I still am super obsessed with travel, and I will definitely come back with new episodes. I actually recorded such a nice Twitter space last month about AfroNation Portugal and what it takes to travel there. I've just been struggling, you know, with getting the file from Twitter so I can convert it to a podcast, because I'd really love for you guys to hear it. So I'll keep trying to make that conversion. Other than that, I haven't really been traveling much. Well, at least not in the last 2 months. My last trip was to Mauritius for my birthday in May, and I only went to Mauritius because I couldn't get a Schengen visa appointment in time for what I hoped would be like a birthday trip to either Italy or France. So I ended up going to Mauritius, even though I went with low expectations. Well, it turned out to actually be a really good decision, because I had a really, really, really good time and got to experience the one and only Le Saint-Germain. I don't know how to pronounce it. It's in French, but one and only in Mauritius, which is the best hotel I have ever stayed at, guys. The service I got there was just amazing. They are world class when it comes to service. I've never felt as special as I felt at that place. And you know, what made it more beautiful for me was that I wasn't treated well, because they knew, like, I'm a travel blogger or a podcaster. They had no clue who I was. That excellent customer service I got is just ingrained in who they are. So I was super impressed. The hotel is also beautiful. It's luxurious and it's right at the beach, so you get the best of everything. And they also have amazing food, you know, as if everything else wasn't enough. So if you can afford to, definitely spend at least one night at that hotel on your next visit to Mauritius. It was truly, truly an incredible experience. I think one of the things I liked was that, you know, as soon as you check in, they assign you like a host. So you have a host, they put you on WhatsApp, you have them on WhatsApp. If you need anything, you just WhatsApp your host. And they just, I mean, from the restaurants, the bars, everything, they just take care of you. They greet you. They have a beautiful smile. I feel like if you're in customer service, please just study whatever it is that they do at the one and only for service and treating customers. Because I came back inspired, and I feel like we could all learn from them. So yeah, I know this is not about, this is not a sponsored anything, by the way. I was just really blown away. So that's it on Mauritius. Before Mauritius, I went to Lagos with friends for a few days. With one friend who was there for work, actually. So, Lagos is always a good idea, guys. Like, I love Lagos. I love Lagos. And I spent the whole time eating. I ate in Lagos. I don't remember what else I did besides eat. But yeah, I know I didn't do much exploring, because I've been to Lagos a couple of times before. So I spent most of my time, you know, poolside at the hotel with friends. We stayed at the George Hotel. My friend is like super obsessed with the George. Whenever she goes to Lagos, she stays there. So we ended up staying at the George. We spent time at the hotel with friends. Friends would come over and would just be chilling there, eating, drinking. And we went out to a couple of restaurants. And we just hung out, really. It was just nice, I guess, to rest and not do much. My friend was there for work, so we didn't really have to do much. She was working and I was just chilling and just being fabulous and getting my getting my face beat done. You know, when you're in Nigeria, guys, you can't come back from Nigeria without getting your face beat. That Niger face beat is everything. So I did that and I chilled a lot. So yeah, so Lagos was amazing as always. There's this restaurant, I just forgot the name. the restaurant that we went to, we had the most amazing food there. But I put it on my stories. I just can't for the life of me remember the name. I put it on my Instagram highlights, story highlights, so you can check it out there. This restaurant where we had the most amazing food in Lagos. And yeah, where else did I go? I also went to Diani Beach in Kenya. I think that was in April. I'm not sure if I went to Kenya or Lagos first. I'm not sure which one I went to first. But anyway, I went to Diani Beach in Kenya. And that was such a beautiful trip. Diani Beach is a must visit, guys. If you love Kenya like I do, you must also go to Diani Beach if you haven't been. It's very popular and understandably so because it's so pretty. Little coastal town, amazing. I will be honest and also admit, even in Diani, I didn't do much exploring. So I will go back definitely when time allows. I stayed at this beautiful Airbnb with three Kenyan friends. I was there with my friends from Kenya who live in Kenya. So we spent much of our time, was really spent at the house because we had an amazing, amazing Chef George and a stunning pool. So all we wanted to do was be in the water because it was also so hot. So spent a lot of time at the house. We did go out a bit though to the beach. We went to a beach restaurant at the Sands Nomad. We had really nice seafood there. We went to a bar in town on one of the nights, and we also went to Congo River. We did a boat ride. Posted all of this on my, you know, Instagram story highlights, which was the boat ride was actually quite a nice highlight. But more than anything, guys, I ate. Yay, I enjoyed the seafood in Diani. I am going to just go back just for the food. I think Kenyans, yeah, just keep going back to Kenya for the food. But I really had a nice time in Diani. So, yeah, I think Diani definitely recommended. I would love to go back. Actually, it would be nice to go on a group trip. Maybe 2023, we organize a Chica travel trip to Diani and just go and have fun. Yeah, and this update is now becoming very, very long. And I thought it was going to be a short one. I hope this update, guys, just lets you know that I'm okay and I will be back soon. I'm sure many of you, you know, given where we are in the year, many of you are already planning your year-end travels. And especially now that the world is finally open, we can go anywhere we want to go, which is so, so cool. So, happy new month. It's August. I hope August will be a good, good month for all of you. Take good care of yourself and we will chat again soon. Mwah! Goodbye.